From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County law enforcement officials said on Monday, August 28th, crime is down and convictions are up countywide. At a meeting of the Hudson Rotary Club, District Attorney Paul Chica, Sheriff David Bartlett, and Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore discussed crime rates and the multi-agency effort to reduce crime. In 2016, there were 1,320 index crimes per 100,000 people in Columbia County, according to the State Division of Criminal Justice Services. Examples of index crimes include murder, rape, robbery, burglary, aggravated assault, and arson. The felony conviction rate in Columbia County over the four-year period from 2012 to 2016 was 80% compared to the statewide average of 68%. In this presentation, Chica said he did not want to minimize the recent shootings in the city of Hudson, but noted that overall, incidents of crime in the county are below the state average and felony conviction rates are on the rise. As a result, he said, Columbia County is, and I quote, much safer than the rest of New York, end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that Vince Datto, director of the Columbia County Probation Department, recently told the County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee the Hudson Correction Facility will remain the reception center for 16 and 17-year-old offenders once the new Raise the Age law takes effect. Under the new law, 16-year-olds who commit offenses after October the 1st, 2018, and 17-year-olds who commit offenses after October the 1st, 2019, will be charged as youths and designated as adolescent offenders rather than as adults. Raise the Age forbids incarcerating people younger than 18 with those older. However, Datto said, and I quote, we also do not want to place 13 and 14-year-olds with 16 and 17-year-olds, end quote. So the State Office of Children and Family Services will establish new centers specifically for 16 and 17-year-olds. The Hudson Correction Facility will also be the only AO detention center with a section for females, Datto said. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Representative John Faso said on Monday, August 28th, that President Donald Trump's pardon of former Arizona Sheriff Joe Aparo sent the, and I quote, wrong message, end quote. Aparo was sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, until losing a re-election bid in 2016. Following an eight-day trial in July, Aparo was found guilty of misdemeanor contempt of court for ignoring a 2011 court order to stop patrols that targeted immigrants. Faso said on Monday, and I quote, I disagree with the president's decision to pardon in this instance. A law enforcement officer should be held to a high standard in terms of complying with the law, and clearly he, Aparo, did not comply with the federal judge's orders, end quote. While acknowledging the president has, and I quote, broad powers to pardon, end quote, under the U.S. Constitution, Faso said pardons should be exercised in accordance with established guidelines and procedures, which he said, and I quote, I understand were not followed here, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Hillary Clinton will sign copies of her book in Rhinebeck in December. Clinton will be at the Oblong Books on December the 7th, beginning at 7 p.m., the store announced on Monday, August the 28th. Tickets will be required for admission. The cost of admission will include a copy of What Happened, Clinton's account of her losing presidential bid. The book is scheduled for release September the 12th by Simon & Schuster. The store's co-owners, father and daughter, Dick and Susanna Hermans, said in a prepared statement, and I quote, we are incredibly honored that Hillary will be coming to Oblong to celebrate the release of her new memoir, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is reporting that 11 American Red Cross volunteers from communities in eastern New York were sent to Texas on Sunday, August the 27th, to aid in the Hurricane Harvey relief effort. The volunteers from communities in 24 New York counties have joined others from all over the country to provide safe shelter and comfort to hundreds of thousands of people impacted by Harvey, the Red Cross said. Rick Carlin is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo this weekend sent more than 100 New York Air National Guard personnel, as well as aircraft and vessels, to Texas and Louisiana to assist with the rescue and recovery efforts. Emergency personnel and equipment from the Guard's 106th Rescue Wing were deployed from Long Island to Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. Chris Bragg is reporting at Capital Confidential that a state Supreme Court justice in Albany ruled last week that New York State Republicans must comply with subpoenas issued by the State Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Counsel looking into potential violations of state election law. The Senate GOP has been ordered to comply with the subpoenas within 45 days. The subpoenas were issued by the Office of the State Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Counsel, Risa Sugarman. Sugarman's unit is seeking information about spending from the state Senate's GOP campaign committee and housekeeping accounts. Under the law, use of the housekeeping account is limited to party-building efforts. It is not supposed to be used to help individual Senate GOP candidates, but Sugarman's unit argues it was used to benefit individuals running in 2016. Spokesman Scott Reif said the Senate Republicans are reviewing the decision and intend to explore all options. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Finally, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Producer and director Douglas C. Williams recently completed filming his second feature-length film, Being, in his hometown of Durham. Williams said, and I quote, "Filming here was a complete and utter success," end quote. He shot the science fiction movie about a group of people who discover something in a barn they cannot fully understand on location at Sutton Farm and at Durham Elementary School. Williams grew up in Durham and attended Durham Elementary and Cairo Durham High School. His uncle owned Sutton Farm. Williams expects the film to be released next summer. He expressed gratitude for the support he received from his hometown. He said, and I quote, "What it comes down to is we are blown away by all the doors that were opened to us. The movie looks like $1 million, so we are grateful," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 70 degrees. For Tuesday night, isolated showers after 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 53. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 6:16 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:33 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 29th day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.